Welcome to the PyTech Solutions Podcast, where we bring you the latest in news and trends shaping the future of technology in regulated industries.
Thanks, Mike. I'm Laura, and today we're turning our lens toward health and life sciences, a sector where artificial intelligence is no longer a pilot project. It is becoming foundational infrastructure, and the past few weeks have been remarkable.
That's right, Laura. Just yesterday, on April 16th of 2026, OpenAI unveiled a brand new model tailored specifically for drug discovery and life sciences research. They are calling it GPT Rosalind, and it is designed for deeper reasoning across biochemistry and genomics.
And the name is a beautiful tribute, a nod to Rosalind Franklin. But what really catches my attention is the broader pattern. OpenAI is now squarely in the drug discovery arena, competing with Google's Isomorphic Labs, and of course Anthropic just acquired Coefficient Bio for $400 million in stock earlier this month.
Frontier AI Labs are placing direct bets on drug discovery. That is a meaningful signal for every C-suite leader in pharma and biotech. The question is no longer whether AI will reshape this industry, but who owns the stack that powers it.
Exactly. And it is not just the hyperscalers. GSK and Eli Lilly announced deals earlier this year with Noetic and Chai Discovery, buying access to oncology and drug design foundation models. The industry has shifted from building in-house to partnering at the platform layer.
Speaking of Lilly, they also inaugurated something they are calling LillyPod. It is the world's first NVIDIA DGX SuperPod built on the DGX B300 systems. Over 1,000 Blackwell Ultra GPUs, delivering north of 9,000 petaflops of AI performance.
That is an extraordinary commitment of capital and compute, and I think it tells us something important. The leaders in this space are not waiting for clarity. They are building the infrastructure for an AI-native operating model now and letting the regulatory frameworks catch up around them.
Which brings us to regulation, and this is where it gets interesting. The FDA and the European Medicines Agency have now agreed on shared principles for artificial intelligence and drug development. They are emphasizing transparency, life cycle controls, and what they call human-centric design.
And that phrase matters. Regulators are clearly signaling that they are done with black box outputs. They want traceable, explainable logic and robust data provenance for every clinical decision the AI touches. If you are a chief medical officer or a chief compliance officer, your governance framework needs to be ready for that.
The FDA has also moved past the pilot phase. AI and machine learning are now fully integrated into their formal review process. And in January of 2025, they published draft guidance on a risk-based credibility assessment framework for AI models used in regulatory decision-making.
Mike, one thing I want executives to take away is that this is no longer a science experiment. Clinical research organizations have evolved into intelligence-driven development partners. AI-enabled protocol design, predictive site selection, digital endpoints, hybrid patient-centric models. All of this is now foundational to global clinical trial execution.
And yet, Laura, the AQVIA research is sobering. Only about 20% of biopharma companies are considered digitally maturing. The sector still lags other industries despite heavy AI investment. Why do you think that is?
A few reasons. First, data quality. Biology is messy, and you cannot train a reliable model on fragmented, siloed clinical data. Second, talent. The gap between a great data scientist and a great translational scientist is real, and most organizations do not have the bridge roles to connect them. And third, governance. Boards are asking the right questions, but many organizations do not have a mature AI risk framework yet.
That governance gap is where I see the biggest strategic opportunity, because the organizations that invest in explainability and audit trails and lifecycle monitoring, they are the ones who will move fastest once the regulators fully open the door.
And we should note the shift in language too. The industry has moved from talking about models to talking about molecules. The first AI-designed drug candidates are approaching critical clinical milestones this year. No fully AI-discovered molecule has cleared phase 3 yet, but the funnel is filling up.
That is the watershed to watch. Once an AI-designed therapy clears phase 3, the economics and the regulatory posture will shift very quickly. Every board in pharma should be scenario planning for that inflection point.
There is also a darker note that deserves mention. Researchers have raised legitimate concerns that foundation models trained on biological data could be misused to design dangerous pathogens. That is not science fiction. It is an active conversation at the intersection of biosecurity and AI governance.
Which means responsible deployment is not just a compliance checkbox. It is a national security issue. Expect to see more coordination between the FDA, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the national security community on this.
So let's bring this home for our listeners. If you are leading a regulated life sciences organization right now, what are the strategic priorities? Mike, what would you put at the top?
Three things. First, invest in your data foundation. AI readiness starts with clean, connected, biology-native data infrastructure. Second, build explainability into every model deployment from day one. And third, forge partnerships. The companies winning here are not trying to build everything themselves.
I would add a fourth. Elevate your AI governance to the board level. This cannot live only in IT or only in R&D. The strategic, ethical, and regulatory stakes are too high for anything less than full executive ownership.
Well said, Laura. Before we wrap, I want to touch on one more theme that does not get enough airtime at the board level, and that is the data infrastructure layer underneath all of this. Bessemer Venture Partners published a thoughtful piece recently arguing that biology-native data infrastructure is the unsung hero of this whole movement.
I saw that piece, and I completely agree. You can have the best foundation model in the world, but if your data pipelines are fragmented across dozens of legacy systems, the model is flying blind. Interoperability, data standards, and traceability are the quiet prerequisites that separate winners from laggards.
And on the clinical trial side, we are also seeing the platformization trend accelerate. The traditional linear model, where each trial is a bespoke effort, is giving way to modular, reusable clinical platforms that can spin up new studies in weeks, not months.
Which ties directly to AI fluency. Applied Clinical Trials recently argued that by the end of 2026, AI fluency will be a baseline expectation for every clinical operations leader, not a specialist skill. That has major talent and training implications for every pharmaceutical company listening right now.
And one more development worth flagging. Amazon Web Services just launched Amazon BioDiscovery, a cloud-native service purpose built to accelerate AI-powered research across life sciences. It signals that hyperscaler infrastructure is getting verticalized for this industry, which will lower the barrier for mid-tier biotechs to compete with the big players.
Which is a wonderful democratization story. The tools that were only available to top five pharma 5 years ago are now on demand for any well-funded biotech. That changes the competitive landscape in important ways.
The bottom line is that health and life sciences is entering a true inflection year. AI is no longer a departmental initiative. It is the connective tissue across clinical, regulatory, quality, manufacturing, and supply chain.
And PiTech Solutions is here to help our clients navigate exactly this kind of transformation, where innovation must move at the speed of regulation and where trust is the ultimate competitive advantage. Thank you for joining us today. To learn more about PiTech Solutions, visit our website at pitechsol.com. Thanks and have a great day.